Hello, everybody, and welcome to the 36th episode of the Nullcast. This is me, your host, Justin Nalta, whatever. And in the studio, we got Aiden, the person who's been taking care of you for the last 2 weeks.
Hi, guys. Here I am again.
And, Aiden?
Yeah, just here I am again.
Jerome and Sam couldn't make it this time. Big downer. We were hoping they could come and say bye, but no, they're off in Alaska.
Well, actually, Jerome's in Jamaica. Sam's in Alaska.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got that a bit confused.
It's okay. I'm sure they don't care.
I doubt they do. Anyway, we got some major things. E3, the Electronic Entertainment Expo, has been going on for a while. And a big Xbox Live press conference went on. It's an hour and a half long. It's on the Nullcast website. I do not expect you to look at it, although about 30 minutes into it, there's some pretty big updates, and we'll cover that. Also, Aiden will cover his special brand of...
I'm actually doing a review this time on this awesome thing Justin has told me about called a prankdialer.com, and pretty much you can send them, like, anything. It's totally, like, from somewhere far out in, like, fairyland, so it's not from anywhere. And, like, you just type in the number and everything, and, like, songs or, like, I Love Obama or something starts to play when they answer the phone. It's pretty awesome.
Now, we'll go into depth on that and reviews on that and how we like that later. I guess we'll start with Xbox's press conference. If you've seen, there's a lot of big titles coming up, but I'm not going to talk about things like Fallout and Gears 2, which you can also see on the website. But the main thing is the update that they're going to bring. Aiden, I'm not sure if you know, but on the Wii, the Miis, M-I-I-S,
mm-hmm. The Xbox... Yeah, those little things, yeah.
Those little things. The Xbox is trying to be a copier once again, and they are making their
Microsoft copies everything.
They do. I really didn't want them to do this. But they're making their avatars, which are pretty much going to appear in games like Miis would, and they're going to, you're going to use them to interact with your friends over Xbox Live. Now, I think they're taking it to a bit farther level, but of course it's still the Miis.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's what Microsoft does with everything.
It's going to get to the point where, I think the first game the avatars are going to appear in is Scenic. They're making a 7 seconds version of the game Scenic coming out sometime this fall, which will incorporate your Miis sitting on a couch playing Scenic, which I don't know what's better for a gamer than playing a game about gamers playing a game.
Yeah, that must be interesting. Now, are the people in the game playing games playing a game about people playing games?
No. But they're thinking of an expansion pack.
Aye. Anything's possible.
Everything's possible. Of course, things like this will probably start happening. Wherever you see Miis in the Nintendo, you'll probably start seeing these avatars. And I can understand this. I can understand why Microsoft would try to do this. No, I can't. Microsoft, what the crap are you talking about?
Yeah.
They might incorporate a little bit of personality into it. One thing I do like what they're going to do is you're going to be able to form... They're going to make social interactions over Xbox Live a lot easier and better. You're going to be able to take a group of 8 friends, and you can also have your Netflix queued up to the Xbox, so you can watch Netflix movies with your 8 friends on Xbox Live, so you can incorporate one couch into the world's couch.
Right.
You don't need to get off your couch now.
That's pretty awesome. I mean, A for laziness.
A for laziness.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to completely redesign the startup screens. Everything is going to look... I think it looks a little bit like the Windows... What do they call it? The Windows Media Center.
Yeah.
If you know what Windows Media Center looks like, it will look a little bit like that, except better.
So it looks like Mac's Front Row, but worse.
Well, it's not exactly like Front Row. Although, now that I think about it, Media Center is Front Row. Pretty much, it's going to resemble Front Row or Windows Media Center, but it's not the same. It's the only relevance is kind of like the way they organize things.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm looking forward to the updates in September, and I think all the Xbox owners out there are too. I guess we'll do more reviews on this when there's actually firm proof. Right now, it's all, like, well, it's pretty much set in stone. It's coming out in a couple of months, but I want to see how this thing plays out.
All right.
Aiden, the MP3 dollar? Or phone prank? Call prank. Wow. Aiden, your thing.
Did I just do that?
No, you kind of set it at 300 words per minute, and you... Your reactions, your reviews. We want to hear your opinion of this.
Oh, will you edit that little long conversation thing out?
Okay, sure.
All right. Right now?
Yeah.
All right. Right now I have to find a Microsoft corporate number, because I'm going to actually do it.
Why do you need a Microsoft corporate number? Oh!
Stephen Ballmer is going to get a nice little call.
Ooh, Stephen Ballmer.
Yeah. Or at least a secretary.
Okay, while Aiden's doing this, I'm going to talk to you guys a little bit about a game called X-Steel. It's an online game featuring giant shooting robots. It's made by the same people who made Guild Wars. It's free. I highly recommend it. I give it about an 8 out of 10. If you've played the game Guns, the Duel, you'll like this game. There's a little shout-out to the game X-Steel. E-X-T-E-E-L. And for news, tips, reviews, gaming, crap, whatever you really want, tall, frothy glasses of gaming goodness, service sites, pop culture, go to www.nolcast.com for all of what you need to know and more. Aiden, are you about done?
Give me, like, a second.
7. 6. 5.
Oh.
4. 3. Bye.
Hey, I got it.
Bye.
Just need to set this up real quick.
1. Holy crap, they nuked us! Hey, come on.
What? What just happened? It's ready, it's ready.
Okay, come on.
Alright, so I'm here to talk to everyone about MP3Dialer.com or PrankDialer.com. It's a really cool service that lets you enter in a number and like upload your own MP3, and it'll securely send that to any place you want. Like, I think one's about to send to a Microsoft corporate people and stuff. So you can upload your own stuff. You can have like Chuck Norris fax be sent and all that sort of stuff, which is really cool.
Leroy Jenkins forever knows that.
That is everything there. So it's really fun, and a lot of people are going to have a lot of fun with this. So it's www.prankdialer.com. And the only problem I see with it is that, like, you can send one, but then, like, you have to wait 10 minutes to send another one, because apparently it's just one guy who does it over and over and over and over again.
Yeah, there's one guy who set up his cell phone to take all this in and send prank calls. And pretty much, he needs a way to entice you to buy these dial tokens to give him any sort of income or any sort of balance, because he's doing like 600,000 some calls every. I think that's total so far or something. But yeah, obviously, support this guy. I highly recommend using prankdialer.com. They cannot trace it back to you, although I highly recommend you don't.
The FBI probably could.
The FBI can do whatever they friggin' want.
Except for make marshmallows. I was on a camping trip with like 10 FBI operatives. They cannot make marshmallows. They just burn them. Burn them, burn them, burn them.
What does America come to? Burn them, burn them, burn them. Anyway, I guess this is the Nolcast. Once again, we're just going to recap. I guess Xbox Live updates coming up. Look forward to those. Prankdialer.com. Look forward to that. And go to prankdialer.com. Lots of fun. The Numa Numa song to Chocolate Rain. Everything's up there. And X-Teal, that little insert I decided to put in. A good game. I think we'll put an article up about that game. For all the news you need to know... That isn't the feed. I just kind of stole that. For a tall, frothy glass of gaming goodness served to you with a side of pop culture, the Nolcast. at www.nullcast.com.